Exodus chapter 30. And you shall make an altar to burn incense upon, of acacia wood shall you make it. A cubit shall be the length of it, and a cubit the breadth of it, 4 square shall it be, and 2 cubits shall be the height of it, its horns shall be of 1 piece with it. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, the top of it, and the sides of it round about, and its horns, and you shall make unto it a molding of gold round about. And 2 golden rings shall you make for it under its molding, by its 2 corners, upon the 2 sides of it shall you make it, and they shall be places for the poles with which to bear it. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. And you shall put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with you. And Aaron shall burn on it sweet incense every morning, when he tends the lamps, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lights the lamps at evening, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. You shall offer no unholy incense on it, nor a burnt sacrifice, nor a grain offering, neither shall you pour a drink offering on it. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon its horns once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonements. Once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations, it is most holy unto the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, when you take the census of the children of Israel for their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord, when you number them, that there be no plague among them, when you number them. This they shall give, everyone that passes among them that are numbered, 1/2 shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary, 1 shekel is 20 gerahs, 1/2 shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. Everyone included among them that are numbered, from 20 years old and above, shall give an offering unto the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than 1/2 shekel, when they give an offering unto the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls. And you shall take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of meeting, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, you shall also make a laver of bronze, and its base also of bronze, for washing, and you shall put it between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet there. When they go into the tabernacle of meeting, they shall wash with water, that they die not, or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offering made by fire unto the Lord. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not, and it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his descendants throughout their generations. Moreover the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, take also unto you the finest spices, of pure myrrh 500 shekels, and of sweet-smelling cinnamon 1/2 as much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet-smelling cane 250 shekels, and of cassia 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of olive oil a hin. And you shall make it an oil of holy anointing, an ointment compounded after the art of the perfumer, it shall be a holy anointing oil. And you shall anoint the tabernacle of meeting with it, and the ark of the testimony, and the table and all its utensils, and the lampstand and its utensils, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the laver and its base. And you shall sanctify them, that they may be most holy, whatsoever touches them shall be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And you shall speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be a holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall you make any other like it, after the composition of it, it is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whosoever compounds any like it, or whosoever puts any of it upon a foreigner, shall even be cut off from his people. And the Lord said unto Moses, take unto you sweet spices, stacked, ananiha, and galbanum, these sweet spices with pure frankincense, of each shall there be the same amount. And you shall make it an incense, a compound after the art of the perfumer, mixed together, pure and holy. And you shall beat some of it very fine, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of meeting, where I will meet with you, it shall be unto you most holy. And as for the incense which you shall make, you shall not make it for yourselves according to the composition of it, it shall be unto you holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make any like that, to smell it, shall even be cut off from his people.